Okay, big news coming out of Baylor last week as head coach Art Briles agrees to a new 10-year contract with the Baylor Bears. And I guess it is no surprise because he has made it one of college football's premier programs, built it into a Big 12 title contender. And it's been an amazing journey when you start looking at what Art Briles has been able to accomplish as head coach for the Bears. Of course, he came on board in 2007. The program, it was struggling mightily. It was in desperate need for new leadership. And now he's come in. He has been described as a turnaround specialist, and it is amazing when you look at Art Briles' resume, his time, whether it was in Stephenville High School here in Texas or at the University of Houston, and now at Baylor. I mean, his reputation is that he knows how to rejuvenate a program and to create that stability. So we are going to be talking Baylor Bear football right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, which leads me into our next interview and conversation. We're going to be visiting with sports writer and featured columnist, actually, for the DallasCowboys.com. He also is an author of the brand new book, The Authorized Biography, Art Briles, Looking Up, My Journey from Tragedy to Triumph. We are delighted to welcome into the show Nick Eatman. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Well, congratulations on the book, because there's so many different directions that I want to start off our conversation. But I just want to say, for me personally, this book absolutely captivated me. It took my breath away. And you never know what someone has gone through. I had no idea what all Art Briles has gone through. And he truly is just a very powerful testament and the American success story in many, many ways.
I really couldn't agree more. And I appreciate you saying that. And because, you know, I think sometimes when we think about football coaches, we think, oh, you know, here's a book. It's a football book. And certainly it's got some X's and O's in there. But it's not, you know, I don't consider it just a football book at all. It's a story about, you know, finding a way to overcome adversity. And it doesn't matter what it is. Obviously, with his situation, losing his parents at the age of 20, that's something that not a lot of people have gone through, fortunately. Not a lot of people, but it happens. But you know, we all face our own form of adversity in some way. And how do you pick yourself up? How do you get off the mat and say, I'm going to make this into somewhat of a positive and do the best I can to carry on? And he's done that. And I think, you know, his story is very inspirational. And I hope, you know, that a lot of people share your thoughts and think of the book that way.
Well, Nick, adversity is an unavoidable part of life. I mean, as you said, you know, I had no idea that Art Briles lost both of his parents at the tender age of 20, also his grandmother in that tragic car accident. We'll talk about that here. But, you know, you've covered throughout the years so many coaches, so many players. I mentioned in the open, you know, you work for DallasCowboys.com. How much did this book and chronicling his life story, how much did that impact you personally?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, I got to know him a few years back, working for the Cowboys. His daughter also works for the Cowboys, so I got to know her and just him as a family. So I've known a little bit about him, but it was great because, you know, when you interview a lot of different people about him, you interview a 75-year-old retired coach or a 19-year-old, you know, football player that currently plays for him, that when they say the exact same thing about a guy, it lets you know how genuine he is and how he treats people the same way. I mean, all people, you have to treat them somewhat differently, but he carries himself the same way. And I think that is the epitome of a people person, is that how you can be yourself and you can relate to, whether you're playing golf with a bunch of, you know, 60-year-old buddies, or you can recruit a kid that's 18 years old and tell him to come to Baylor. And I think he does. He has this persona about him that he makes everyone feel like they're the most important person in the room. And I think when you're writing a book and you're about a person like that, it makes you realize, you know, just how great this person is. And there's different things you can take from that and say, you know, this is the way you want people to think of you. So it really was uplifting and inspiring for me as well.
We are shining the spotlight on Art Briles. The title of the new book is Looking Up, My Journey from Tragedy to Triumph. And, of course, Nick Eatman is the author on that. And, you know, as you look at Art's career, I mean, of course, even from his college days, he played at the University of Houston. And he was preparing to take the field with his teammates at the legendary Cotton Bowl right there in Dallas. And then he heard the news after the game of what happened. How did he make it through that? I mean, how did he find the strength, the courage to move forward and to make his life count in such a significant way and now touch the lives of so many young men?
Well, it was, you know, easier said than done, for sure. You know, he not only was he, you know, just looking for his parents in the stands, you know, he was also dealing with a knee injury there that kind of, you know, ultimately ended his football career as well. So, you know, both of those things are tough to overcome for a 20-year-old. But you know, he said, you know what, I want to honor them. I want to honor my parents and honor my father and go into coaching like he did. And that's something that, you know, I really believe, you know, it has helped him, you know, each day. He always, you know, that's why the term looking up, the title of the book, you know, part of it is looking up to the skies, to heaven, to honor his parents and to God. And, you know, and when he told me that's what he wanted the title of it to be, my first thought was, you know, okay, you know, as a writer, you're like, well, maybe we could do, you know, a little bit better, you know, than my first thought. But he said, actually, it has three meanings to it. And he talked about, you know, looking up and honoring his parents, also being the underdog, always kind of being that guy that's looking up to everyone else. And then also just keeping a positive spirit, just looking up at all times. Things are good, you know, and you have a cheerful mood, and always, you know, having your spirits looking up. So, you know, really had a triple meaning there. And when he said that, then of course it's, well, of course, you're looking up. I mean, why wouldn't it be that? So it really was just a really fun experience. And it's still, you know, still going through it right now.
And absolutely going through the book. I mean, you really see his father's influence in his life. As you were talking about, his dad was a coach. He was a successful junior high school coach. And ultimately, he was the inspiration for him to go into coaching.
Definitely. And you know, you see a lot of things about, you know, just how superstitious coaches are.
That's
and how
true.
His dad was very superstitious all the way. Had to have a certain candy in his pocket every time. And it had to go the same way every time. You know, and coaches are all the same. And art that way too, you know. But yeah, he definitely had that influence, you know, in his demeanor. A lot of people that I talked to said, "Oh, he looks just like his dad, and he talks like him." And you know, and I think, you know, when you lose your parents at 20, and I'm fortunate to say I don't know that experience, but you know, not everything when you're in college is said to your parents like you want to say it. You know, you don't get to say goodbye. And some things were left unsaid, and I still think, you know, he carries guilt to this day that they were driving to see him play, or they wouldn't have been on that road in Texas going that way. So those are things he has to deal with, and you know, there'll be different movies that pop up and TV shows and things that kind of trigger those thoughts. Still, there's not a minute that goes by that he's not thinking about them. So and doing something to honor them and to, you know, he's still striving to make them proud. And that was the one thing that it was kind of hard for him to get over, the fact that he has a book written about him. You know, it was kind of embarrassing. It still is, I think. You know, because he doesn't feel like, you know, the final chapter has been written, and he still feels like there's a lot more to prove.
Author Nick Eatman is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his new book. It is titled Art Briles, Looking Up, My Journey from Tragedy to Triumph. And I would assume, you know, the game of football has meant so much to him. In many ways, it's really been like a sanctuary for him and his opportunity to go out and reach and touch so many young lives.
Definitely. I mean, you know, it is a football book from that, you know, it's a football story. I mean, that's what he loves. He loves the game. And you know, he's a thinker. He's an innovator at times, and you can see that, you know, he kind of does things in a different way. People talk about, well, his playbook, and he's like, I don't have a playbook. There is no playbook. We don't have an actual book. People don't take home a book. We don't, you know, we don't do it that way. We do things differently. We look at it through video. We look at it through pictures. You know, that's how we teach. We do teach by practice and repetition. You know, so he loves the game. He loves the history. He loves how pure it is. But at the same time, he likes to do things different. You know, why not wear these uniforms? Even though Baylor's always been green and gold, why not wear black? Why not wear some chrome? Or why, you know, helmets? Why not, you know, change it up and run this type of offense? So, you know, he's always changing things up a little bit, doing, you know, things the way he thinks should be done. And you know, I think that's what makes it exciting. That's what these players love to play for him, because it's not the same old stuff that you've always seen. Things are different, and obviously, at Baylor these days, things are a lot different, and they're really having a great year.
Hey, Nick, we are quickly running out of time. We got about 60 seconds. I want to also mention in the book, Art Briles, Looking Up, My Journey from Tragedy to Triumph, the foreword is written by Robert Griffin III, and I thought he did a fabulous job just kind of encapsulating what this coach means to him and to his teammates.
What a wonderful young man he is. I mean, he you spend an hour with him, and you feel like a lot smarter, and he was great. And he, the way the love he has for him, you know, I think a lot of people think Robert Griffin really helped turn around Baylor and helped, you know, Art Briles' career, and there's no doubt about that. But I do think it's vice versa. I think we're seeing now that Baylor really kind of helped developed Robert Griffin, and he'll be the first to say that.
Author Nick Eatman has been joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Once again, the title of the book is Art Briles, Looking Up, My Journey from Tragedy to Triumph. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio.